Mr. Sheffield. I just wanted to tell you that Tuesday I have to take my mother to the Bunyan Center.
Oh, thank heavens you told me. Meeting with Liza Minnelli, conference with Donald Trump, Miss Fine and Mother at Bunyan Center.
Mrs. Sheffield, it's serious. The woman has a thumb growing off the side of her foot. She can't even fit into her socks anymore. She has to wear a mitten.
God, I have to move out of my apartment to get my floors redone, and I cannot find a kennel.
Oh, treat yourself to a hotel.
Not me, my dog.
Chester? You're gonna put Chester in a cage somewhere? Oh, I think that's terrible to take a dog out of his warm and loving environment. Well, anyway, you still shouldn't do it. My Uncle Manny put his dog into a kennel and he was never the same again. Would you like to know what happened?
Not really.
He put his German Shepherd King in a cage with male poodles. P.S. All hopes of breeding him were over.
For heaven's sake, he's a small dog. He fits in a wet bar fridge. Never mind how I know that. Hello?
Miss Babcock, why don't you just leave Chester here with us for a couple of days?
That is a wonderful idea.
Well, you know how much he loves me, and he really wouldn't be any bother at all.
Oh, you don't mind, do you, Maxwell?
No, of course not.
Terrific. I'll just run home and get him. He really won't be any trouble. He even knows how to do tricks. He can lie down, roll over, and beg.
Gee, I wonder where he learned that.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Gorgeous guy I told you about.
Oh, sweetie, that's like asking me if I remember when they cut up my credit card.
Jeremy Thatcher, math third period, hair like Brad Pitt.
Up to speed.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, sweetheart, there's nothing you can't share with your father.
It's a female thing.
Carry on.
Boy, if ever they run out of starter flex at the Indy 500, all they gotta do is yell it's a female thing and watch those men take off.
Anyways, I think he's gonna ask me out because he asked for my phone number. I'm gonna stay home all day in case he calls.
Oh, no, honey, you don't want to appear too anxious. I mean, it's better to play hard to get. That could be him. Go, go, go!
Careful, he's been in a foul mood all day.
You know, if he had a little more hair on his back, he could be my ex-boyfriend.
All right, enough already. Come to Mama. Oh, Maxwell, thank God you're here. I was having lunch at Fontina with a William Morris agent, and, well, to make a long story short...
Take note of how she does this, Miss Fine.
I just nailed down the rights to our first feature film.
Cece, what would we want with film rights? We're theater producers.
Oh, Max, well, the theater's dying. It's time we branched out.
You know, I'm with Miss Babcock on that one. I mean, when you're paying $65 to see Brooke Shields singing in pedal pushers, you know the end is near.
All right, so what film have we bought the rights to?
Lamb Chop the Movie!
Oh, that That is so exciting. You know, when I was a little girl, we couldn't afford a lamb chop doll. So Grandma Yetta would put on a white curly wig, and then she'd take her teeth out, and Grandpa would stick his hand up her blouse. Gee, come to think of it, I think there was a good time had by all.
So let me get this straight, Cece. I have worked with Gielgud, Burton, Olivier, and now I'm producing a film starring a sock.
Maxwell, last year that sock topped 100 million in merchandising.
Children, guess what? You're going to meet Sherry Lewis at Lamb Chop.
Oh, Lamb Chop. I just love her. You know, if Lamb Chop had married Howdy Doody, her name would be Lamb Doody. I really killed him with that in kindergarten. Answer phones on what telethon, Ma? I said Sherry Lewis is coming to the house, not Sherry Lewis. Hi.
Miss Fine!
Oh, Ma, I gotta go. Something just hit the fan.
The category is dog. Now, for 20 points, can anyone tell me what's on the bottom of my wingtip? Ah, I believe the young lady with the big hair buzzed in first.
Did Chester leave you a little gift?
Shh, Miss Fine. I think he meant for it to be a secret because he hid it under my desk.
Well, if I could scrape it out of your gym bag, you certainly... Oh, is that... picture crooked over there?
Miss Fine, would you please keep that dog's bowels under control?
Oh, is this the biggest gross sound in the world? And yet, you spread it over your garden and you get a tomato the size of your head. Oh, here you go, Niles. I'll get the door.
So this means Mr. Sheffield is in his stocking feet, and I have yet to clean up Chester's other little deposit in the...
Niles!
Paul.
Oh, my God, it's Sherry Lewis! Hello. I saw your lips move. Oh, hello, Miss Chop. I'm Fran Fine, and I must tell you that I have been a fan of yours ever since I was a little girl.
Ever since you were... Oh, that is impossible. I'm only six.
Oh, come on. I used to watch you on my black and white TV.
I'm only six.
Oh, I get it. That's okay. My mother counts in lamb years, too.
Sherry, welcome.
Oh, Maxwell Sheffield.
How do you do?
Mr. Sheffield, don't snub the lamb. She's the whole show.
Oh, of course. Maxwell Sheffield.
Enchanté, I'm sure.
Well, Sherry, if you wouldn't mind, my little girl is just dying to meet you.
Oh. Cute tush. I'd follow him to school one day.
Oh. Get the feeling Lamb Chop's fleece is not as white as snow?
What grade are you in?
My grade is USDA. Hello? Is this thing turned on?
Miss Lewis.
Oh, thank you. Oh, is that for me? I'll get you something, Lamb Chop.
How about Woolite on the Rocks?
I work alone, Benson.
Now he's upset the lamb. You better go over and pet her.
It's fine, I'm not petting a puppet.
Why? She's a big star that once in a while they all need stroking.
I didn't pet Gielgud or Olivier.
Well, maybe if you did, you wouldn't be making Lamb Chop the movie.
Oh. Oh, that was nice. Don't stop.
Hello, hello. Sorry I'm late. Hello, Miss Lewis. Cece Babcock.
Oh, hello.
Miss Babcock, your coat. New Zealand lamb?
So?
Maybe she had people there?
Take it off.
Three words she doesn't hear often.
Niles, isn't that sweet? You're bonding with the sheep. Not the first time, I'm sure.
Bravo. You win. Every dog has her day.
Maxwell, you have a beautiful house, and I want to thank you for inviting us.
Well, we're delighted, Sherry. Aww. Besides, I always find hotels a little impersonal.
Ah, speak for yourself. At a hotel, at least I could get a massage. Oh. And you could use a manicure.
Anyway, Sherry, I have some wonderful ideas for this film.
And I got a few ideas of my own. My room. Later.
Better wear a rubber glove.
Why didn't you make outside?
I didn't have to go that bad.
You, Val? He didn't do his business.
Well, that's not his territory. Perhaps if you move the Persian rug outside.
Gee, I don't know what's wrong with him, Val. He had his whole meal, ate two slippers, Brighton's homework, and the Theater Guild Award Mr. Sheffield had that sick attachment to.
Fran, I can't believe it. It finally happened.
Oh, honey, you're a year younger than when I... Wait a minute, what finally happened?
Jeremy finally asked me out. We're going to a retro drive-in movie.
Oh, a drive-in. Oh, honey. What kind of car does he drive?
A Miata.
Four on the floor.
No back seat.
Have fun.
So where's Sherry?
Oh, she's on business. But Lamb Chop's here.
Oh, I get to meet Lamb Chop. Oh, I promise I won't say anything stupid.
Too late, Val. Adorable? Bordering on psychotic, but adorable.
Shh, shh, don't wake her up.
Val, Led Zeppelin couldn't wake her up.
Oh, look.
What?
Look, her little dresses. How come she never wears them?
Val, these are Sherry's. I don't know what you're so shocked about. She's very petite. Make any sudden moves. Chester!
Chester, there he is. Come here. Come here. Oh, Chester, what did you do with... Val! Chester ate Lamb Chop!
Come on, Chester. Purge! Purge! Do you want me to stick your paw down your throat? Niles, it's not funny.
Oh, no, you're right. It's a tragedy.
And you know what the worst part of it all is? Just because I suggested that Chester come stay with us and I brought him up to Sherry's room and put him down so that I could rifle through her personal stuff, Mr. Sheffield's gonna find some crazy way of blaming this all on me.
No, you know what the worst part is.
What?
He forgot the mint jelly.
It's not funny. Do you think that when Sherry finds out that lamb chop was eaten, it's gonna blow the movie deal?
What?
I was just asking us.
Head her off, Miss Fine. You can do it.
Fine. Do you have anything to say?
You missed the belt loop? Oh, Mr. Sheffield, why are you saying anything? You're scaring me. I like it better when you yell and scream. Please, let it out.
That's right, Maxwell. Let it out. Let's not forget who's responsible for all of this.
Your dog.
That's right.
So, Miss Fine, what would you like me to say? I mean, my film career's over before it began.
Oh, let's not be naysayers.
He ate the bloody star!
All right, now you're back with me.
And it is your fault! You were responsible for that fur-covered colon.
I knew you'd find a way to blame this on me.
Yes, she did, sir.
But I've got a plan.
Yes, she does, sir.
And as you know, my plans never fail. Eyelash. Hot glue. Poof.
Oh, no. Oh, God, are you insane?
Mr. Sheffield, trust me. I once accidentally destroyed my father's toupee, and I made an exact replica out of the toilet seat cover.
That looked real?
Yeah. Plus, he matched the towels.
That's all right, Miss Lewis. I'll get it for you. Incoming.
Thank you very much, Niles.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Didn't you see me?
What's your point?
Hi, Sherry. We were just sitting around here talking with Lamb Chop. You know, I gave her a makeover. Make her hair a little higher to balance out the mutton thighs.
What have you done with her? This isn't my lamb chop.
Why? I think she's got a refreshing, earthy quality. Fran chop.
Sherry, I'm afraid we owe you a bit of an explanation.
You think?
Oh, Miss Lewis, you really shouldn't be angry at Mr. Sheffield. The truth of the matter is, her dog ate lamb chop.
You know, Sherry, the lamb was holding you back. You're better off without her. She told me she was seeing another hand.
You know, I know that you've experienced a great loss, Miss Lewis, but you really shouldn't blame Miss Babcock. Although you've got a very legitimate case against her.
It's fine. Perhaps Miss Lewis would like a moment of silence for the lamp.
Chester didn't eat her. You know, he must have dropped her down the laundry chute like I used to do to Grace. Just me, I haven't done my homework yet. Let's go.
Well, thank goodness she's okay.
Yeah, okay. Speak for yourself. I was practically strangled by a leopard thong bikini.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Sherry, I'm most terribly sorry about all this.
Forget it. I want out of this deal.
Lamb chop. Let's not be hasty.
Let's not forget who owns 52%.
We're out of here.
Well, look, if she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want to do it.
I'm really sorry.
You'll have to get Miss Piggy for your project.
Miss Piggy? That ham?
Honey, she's the new white meat.
You know, maybe you are overreacting.
Well, why don't we step into my office and discuss this?
Well, there's no harm in just talking.
Shall we?
Shall we? Come here. How's my breath? It's all right?
It's all right.
Good, go, go, go. Excuse me, but this is a private meeting.
Guy I'm going to the drive-in movie with.
Yeah, the one with the Miata.
Well, the Miata's in the shop, so he's bringing his father's Lincoln.
Oh, better. Big back seat. What movie is he in?
Legends of the Fall.
Ooh, sexy. We're gonna have such a good time. Kids, Brighton!